This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Despite the omnibus spending bill not including legislation to stop the waters of the U.S. rule, the American Farm Bureau calls the bill an overall win for agriculture. The House was expected to take up the omnibus bill Thursday or Friday. Farm Bureau expressed disappointment that Congress did not include WOTUS legislation in the bill. However, they see the repeal of country of origin meat labeling and tax provisions as a positive step for agriculture. Repeal of COOL would effectively prevent Canada and Mexico from initiating retaliatory actions that are allowed by the World Trade Organization. In contrast to Farm Bureau, the National Corn Growers said the bill falls short for America's farmers. The National Corn Growers Association says the bill leaves important issues unaddressed, such as WOTUS, GMO labeling, and addressing the Reed vapor pressure standards to provide relief to the ethanol sector. Both Farm Bureau and National Corn Growers Association applauded the tax extender package, which is expected to be later combined with the omnibus bill and gives agriculture critical tools in Section 179 small business expensing and bonus depreciation. Section 179 was made permanent at the $500,000 level. Under the tax extenders package, bonus depreciation was extended for 5 years. The White House said this week it was optimistic Congress would approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement in timely fashion, despite comments last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Kentucky Republican told The Washington Post he does not see Congress taking up TPP for consideration until after the 2016 elections, possibly in a lame duck session, if not after, with a new administration. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said this week that the Obama administration will work closely with McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan to push the trade deal through Congress. USDA says the trade deal could significantly boost the export market potential for American farmers. Up next, we'll visit with Julie Blunier. Julie is the Ag Literacy Lead for the Illinois Soybean Association, and we had a conversation about their Pod to Plate program.
I'm fortunate enough to consult with the Illinois Soybean Association on their ag literacy materials. This is an opportunity for us as an association to put out resources for classroom teachers, the students, the general consumer, to learn more about soybeans, specifically the industry here in the state of Illinois, all the way from in the field and those soybeans in the pod, and then all the way to where they end up on your plate or as a usable good. So Pod to Plate is our program and the way we promote those materials, and we have those based on our podtoplate.org website.
What are some of the features of the Pod to Plate program? Are there different educational materials that you use for students, or kind of explain how the program works?
We really do have resources all the way from kindergarten up through high school classrooms. We really do focus on those teachers that are in the general education classroom, not necessarily an agriculture classroom, but that can use agriculture topics to learn more about plant sciences or mechanics, even into some, you know, hands-on math problems that they can really use real-life situations that happen in the agriculture industry and fulfill some of those standards that they need to touch on within their classroom. Agriculture gives us a great way to do that. So we've got a number of resources. One of the most popular on the website right now is a virtual field trip through a series of videos. We start in the field with the farmer. We talk about how a planter works and how those soybeans grow, fertilizer and pesticides that the farmer may have to use to help them grow, and then on to harvest. From there, we go on to a processing plant where they can see those beans being broken down into oils, into soybean meal. We take a trip to a feed mill where they're being mixed into rations specified by the farmer's needs, and then even onto a hog farm where they're using that soybean meal to feed in a livestock situation. So a great way. It's hard sometimes for students or teachers to get their students out onto a farm and see it firsthand, or even consumers to make a connection and and be able to see what's going on today's farms. This is a great opportunity to sit and learn and kind of follow along from that pod all the way to the plate at the end product.
Julie Blunier with the Illinois Soybean Association. We'll continue our conversation with Julie after these messages. Is this pod-to-plate program something that's been in place for a while now? Is it a new program?
It actually has, in some capacity, been in the works for about 6 years now. The website continues to grow. We continue to add in new resources that we're missing. Our focus for next year, coming out in 2016, is a book, a early reader picture book focused on the kindergarten to third grade level. We really are missing a soybean book that gives real-life pictures of machinery and of what a farm looks like today, what a farmer looks like today. And we'll take those younger readers along that path to learn more about soybeans and end up with products that they use every day that they may not know soybeans are even a part of. So we continue to add as we see the need or as we talk to teachers in summer workshops, what needs they need fulfilled, we add to it and it continues to grow.
Well, it sounds like that is going to be a great addition to the program, something that was done in the past, and you mentioned that you might be hoping to do this more in the future, is that you had something called the Soy Cam that actually allowed some farmers to take pictures of their operations.
We did. For quite a few years, we had a program with farmers around the state. It gave them an opportunity to photo journal their growing season and to post pictures and be able to kind of show what happens week by week as those soybeans grow. We've kind of taken a break on that. We've got all of those photos archived on the Pod to Plate website. So you can go back. It's really neat to compare year to year what one farmer is doing, some of the challenges they may have run into, whether it be flooding or drought or pests. It's a great photo journal to follow along with the farmers. So we're going to take a break for right now. Hopefully, in a couple years, we may find a group of farmers that really wants to jump back on with us and kind of bring the program back to life.
One thing I did notice, I visited the website before we had a chance to talk, and I noticed that one of the farmers was actually from Greene County, which is part of our listening area.
Wonderful. Yeah, we've got farmers all around the state. I work with some mid-level science teachers. They love to compare and contrast with that archive what's happening in southern Illinois, what's happening in northern Illinois, what happens in central Illinois, and see, you know, we've got some very different conditions north to south in this state. So it's very interesting for their students to take a look at what's happening in different parts of the state with those soybean fields. So it's great that we have farmers from all over to be able to provide that experience.
Julie, is there anything that we haven't covered already about the Pod to Plate program or Illinois Soybean Association that you might like to mention?
Yeah, you know, we have that Pod to Plate website. It's wonderful for teachers to access. It's wonderful for students. It's also a great resource for soybean farmers. If you happen to have the opportunity where a local teacher asks you to come in and talk to the classroom about what you do or present at maybe an Ag Day, Expo, say, it's a great resource for those farmers to grab a hold of some statistics, some facts, some end product uses they may not even know of to grab a hold of. So we really think it's a great outreach for a wide spectrum of people in our area to learn more about the soybean industry, which in the end, you know, promotes the industry and leads to growth as well.
Once again, Julie Blunier, Ag Literacy Lead for the Illinois Soybean Association. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.